أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise belongs to Allah who is exalted above all the creation in His oneness and is near to His creation in His loneliness. Sublime is His authority and great are the pillars of His names. His knowledge encompasses everything while He is lofty in status. He subdues all the creation through His power and evidence. He has always been praiseworthy and shall always be praised. He is the glorified whose glory has no end. He begins and repeats the creation, and to Him all affairs are returned. He is the maker of what has been elevated, the expander of what has been spread out, and the dominator of the planets and the heavens. He is holy and exalted above all purifications, the Lord of the angels and the spirit. He grants to all that He created. He prolongs His grace to all that He originated. He sees all eyes, and eyes do not see Him. He is generous, forbearing, and patient. He made His mercy encompass everything, and He favored them by His grace. He does not hasten His revenge, nor does He take the initiative on what He knows they deserve of His punishment. He comprehends the secrets and knows what the hearts conceal. Hidden things are not concealed from Him, nor do they make Him doubtful. He encompasses in knowledge and dominates everything, and has strength and power over everything. Nothing is like Him. And He is the establisher of the thing when it was nothing. He is everlasting and free of need, who acts justly. There is no God but He, the mighty, the wise. He is exalted beyond being grasped by visions, while He grasps all visions. And He is subtle, well aware of all things. None can reach His description by seeing Him, nor can anyone find out how He is secretly or openly, and He is not known except by what Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has made as the signs of Himself. I testify that He is Allah, whose holiness overspreads all ages, whose light overwhelms perpetuity, who enforces His command without consulting an advisor. There is no partner with Him in His planning, nor is there any discrepancy in His management. He shaped whatever He originated without a pre-existing model, and created whatever He created without getting assistance from anyone, burdening Himself or having any need to find out a solution. He originated it in His will. Thus it came into being, and He formed it in His intention. Thus it became distinct. So He is Allah, the one that there is no God but He, who is proficient in skill and beautiful in action. He is the just, who never oppresses, and the most generous, to whom all affairs are referred. I further testify that He is Allah, that before His magnificence everything is lowly, before His might everything is humble, before His power everything surrenders, and before His awe everything yields. He is the King of all domains, the turner of the heavenly bodies in their orbits, the dominator of the sun and the moon, each of which pursues its course to an appointed time. He makes night overtake day, and day overtake night, each one seeking the other rapidly. He is the destroyer of every stubborn tyrant, and the annihilator of every rebellious Satan. Neither has there been any opposing power beside Him, nor any peer. He is unique and impenetrable. He never begets, nor is He begotten, and none can ever be a match for Him. He is the only God, the glorious God, who wills and thus carries out, who intends and thus decrees, who knows and thus takes into account. He causes death and gives life. He impoverishes and enriches. He makes men laugh and makes them weep. He brings near and drives away. He denies and grants. For him is sovereignty, so is praise. In his hand is all goodness, and he is powerful to do anything. He lets night enter the day, and the day enter night. There is no God but he, the mighty, the all-forgiving. He is the responder to supplication, open-handed in granting, the enumerator of breaths, and the Lord of the jinn and humans. Neither does anything bring difficulty for him, nor does the cry of those who appeal for help annoy him, nor does the insistence of those who insist exhaust him or force him to ascend. He is who protected the righteous and gave success to the prosperous. He is the guardian of the faithful and the Lord of the Lords, who deserves that all his creations thank him and praise him in any situation. I therefore praise him and thank him in joy and sorrow and in hardship and comfort. I believe in him, his angels, his books, and his messengers. I listen to his command, obey him, proceed towards whatever pleases him, and submit to what he decreed, longing for his obedience and fearing his punishment. For he is Allah, against whose schemes no one should feel secure, nor should anyone be in fear of the injustice from him. I confess before him that submissiveness befits my soul, and I bear witness that lordship befits him. I convey what he revealed to me, lest should I do not, he may make lawful that a calamity befalls me, that which no one can turn away from me, even if he has great schemes and sincere friendship. For there is no God but he. He has informed me that if I do not convey what he has revealed to me, it is as if I have not conveyed his message at all. Certainly, he, the most holy, the most high, has guaranteed for me protection from the evil of people, and he is Allah who is sufficient and bountiful. Thus, he revealed to me this verse, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. O Messenger, deliver what has been sent down to you from your Lord regarding Ali ibn Abi Talib and his leadership. And if you do not, you have not conveyed his message at all, and Allah shall protect you from evil of the people. O people, I have never been neglectful of conveying what Allah, the Exalted, sent down to me, and I shall now explain to you the reason behind the revelations of this verse. Verily, Gabriel came down to me 3 times, giving the order of my Lord, who is the security of the believers, that I should stand in this scene and inform everyone, white and black, that Ali ibn Abi Talib is my brother, my deputy, and Vasi, the executor of my affairs, Khalifa, my successor over my nation, and the Imam, the leader after me, whose position to me is like that of Aaron to Moses, except that there shall be no prophet after me, and that he is your guardian, Vali, after Allah and his messenger. Indeed, Allah, the most holy, the most high, had already sent down to me a verse from his book about this, saying, only your guardian is Allah and his messenger and those of the believers who establish the prayers and pay the charity while they bow down. Ali ibn Abi Talib was the one who kept alive prayers and paid charity while bowing down in ruku. He intends the pleasure of Allah, the mighty and the majestic, in all situations. I asked Gabriel to plead to Allah, who is the security of the believers, to excuse me from conveying it to you, O people, due to my knowledge on the fewness of the pious, the numerousness of the hypocrites, the corruption and the treachery of the sinful, and the trickery of those who ridicule Islam, those whom Allah described in His book as, they say with their tongues what is not in their hearts, taking it lightly, while it is a grave matter in the sight of Allah, and due to their annoying me on many occasions, so much so that they called me ear, claiming I am so because of Ali's frequent attendance in my presence and my attention to him, until Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, sent down the following verse in this regard. And of them are some who annoy the Prophet and say, he is an ear. Say on whom you call ear is best for you. He believes in Allah, safeguards the believers, and is a mercy for those of you who believe. And for those who harm the Messenger of Allah, there shall be a painful torment. Had I wished to name those who have called me so, to point out towards them, or to lead to them by their signs, I would have done so. Yet, by Allah, I have indeed dealt with their affairs magnanimously. Nevertheless, Allah is not satisfied with me until I convey what He has sent down to me. O Messenger, deliver what has been sent down to you from your Lord with regarding to Ali, and if you do not, you will not have conveyed his message at all, and Allah shall protect you from the evil of the people. O people, know that Allah has assigned him as a guardian and a leader for you, whose obedience is obligatory for the immigrants, the helpers, and those who follow them in goodness, and for everyone, whether nomad or city resident, Arab or non-Arab, free or slave, young or old, white or black, and every monotheist. He is Ali, whose decree is to be carried out. His saying is sanctioned, and his command is effective. Cursed is whoever opposes him. Blessed with mercy is whoever follows him. Faithful is whoever acknowledges his virtues and rights. Indeed, Allah has covered him and those who listen to him and obey him with mercy and forgiveness. O people, this is the last stand I make in this gathering. Thus listen, obey, and submit to the command of your Lord. For Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, is your master. Then his messenger Muhammad, who is now addressing you, is your master. Then after me, Ali is your master and your leader by the command of Allah, your Lord. Then leadership shall be in my progeny, within his offspring, until the day you meet Allah and his messenger. Nothing is lawful except what Allah declared so in his book, as well as his messenger and them. And nothing is unlawful except Allah declared so in his book, as well as his messenger and them. For Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has informed me of the permissible and the forbidden things, and I have made known to him what my Lord has taught me of his book, the permissible and the forbidden things. O people, there is no knowledge except that Allah has kept its account in my heart, and I have recorded the details of all the knowledge that I was taught in the heart of the leader of the pious Ali. Certainly, and there is no knowledge except that I have taught it to Ali, and he is the evident Imam whom Allah mentions. And we kept the detailed account of everything in an evident Imam. O people, do not stray from him, nor should you flee from him, nor should you refuse his guardianship and his authority. For he is the one who guides to the truth and acts upon it and crushes falsehood and proscribes it, accepting no blame in the path of Allah from any blamer. He is the first to believe in Allah and His Messenger, and He is the one who offered His life as a sacrifice for the Messenger of Allah. I commanded him on behalf of Allah to sleep in my bed, and he did it to sacrifice himself for me. He was with the Messenger of Allah when no one among men worshipped Allah in the company of his Messenger other than him. O people, prefer him over all others, for Allah has indeed preferred him, and turn to him, for Allah has indeed appointed him your guide. O people, he is an imam authorized by Allah, and Allah shall never turn to anyone in mercy who denies his authority, nor shall he ever forgive him. This is a decisive decree by Allah that he shall do so to anyone who opposes his command about him, and shall torment him the most painful torment which lasts forever and ever. Hence, be aware lest you oppose him and thus arrive at a fire whose fuel is people and stones, prepared for the disbelievers. O people, by Allah, all early prophets and messengers have given the glad tidings of my advent. I am the seal of the prophets and the messengers, and the proof of Allah over all the creatures, of the inhabitants of the heavens and the earths. He who doubts this is indeed a disbeliever, with the disbelief of the early era of the ignorance. And he who doubts anything of what I have said this day has doubted all that has been revealed to me. And anyone who doubts us shall be in the fire. O people, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has bestowed this virtue upon me out of His kindness and His grace. And there is no God but He. My praise is for Him forever and ever and in all circumstances. O people, prefer Ali over all others, for He is the best of the people, men or women. After me, so long as Allah sends down His sustenance, and so long as the creation exists, under curse and again under curse, under wrath and again under wrath, is he who rejects this saying of mine and does not agree with it. Certainly, Gabriel has informed me of this from Allah, the Most High, who also said, anyone who bears enmity against Ali and refuses his authority, for him shall be my curse and my wrath. Thus, every soul should look to what he has sent forth for the morrow. Be watchful for your duty towards Allah, lest you should oppose him and your foot should slip after its stability. Verily, Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. O people, he is the side of Allah that is mentioned in Allah's book. He, the Exalted, says, lest a soul should then say, ah, woe unto me that I abused and neglected my duties towards the side of Allah. O people, reflect on the Quran and comprehend its verses. Look into its clear verses and do not follow its ambiguous parts. For by Allah, nor shall be able to explain to you its warnings and its mysteries, nor shall anyone clarify its interpretation other than the one that I have grasped his hand, brought up beside myself, and the one about whom I inform you that whomsoever I am his master. This Ali is his master, And he is Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brother, the executor of my will, whose appointment as your guardian and leader has been sent down to me from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. O people, indeed, I am leaving amongst you two weighty and precious things that if you adhere to both, you will never go astray. Verily, Ali and the pure ones among my offspring are the lesser weight, and the Quran is the greater weight. Each one of the two informs about the other and agrees with it. They shall never part until they return to me at the pool of Kawthar on the day of judgment. Behold, they are the trustees of Allah amongst His creation and His people of wisdom on His earth.
Thereafter, Allah's Messenger took the upper arm of Ali ibn Abi Talib by his hand, raised it, and said,
O people, who has more priority over you than yourself?
People said, Allah and His Messenger. Then the Prophet said,
Behold, whosoever I am his master, this Ali is his master. O Allah, stay firm in supporting those who stay firm in following him. Be hostile to those who are hostile to him. Help those who help him and forsake those who forsake him. O people, this Ali is my brother, the executor of my affairs, the container of my knowledge, my successor over my nation, and over the interpretation of the Book of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and the true inviter to its implications. He is the one who acts according to what pleases him, fights his enemies, causes to adhere to his obedience, and advises against his disobedience. Surely, he is the successor of the Messenger of Allah, the commander of the believers, the guiding imam, and the killer of the oath breakers, the transgressors, and the apostates. I speak by the authority of Allah. The word with me shall not be changed. I say with the command of Allah, O Allah, be the guardian of him who adheres to him. Be the enemy of him who bears enmity against him. Curse him who rejects him. Be wrathful towards him who denies his right. Indeed, I have now fulfilled my duty. Indeed, I have now conveyed the message. Indeed, I have now made you hear it. Indeed, I have now clarified it. Indeed, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, so said, and so did I on his behalf. Indeed, there is no commander for the faithful save this brother of mine, and it is not permissible to call anyone other than him with the title of the commander of the believers. After my departure, O Allah, I testify that you did send down this verse regarding Ali, your authorized representative, at the time of the explanation of his authority and appointment today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and was satisfied that Islam be your religion. You also said, if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, never shall it be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he shall be one of the losers. O Allah, I implore you to witness that I have conveyed your message. O people, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has indeed perfected your religion through His leadership. Thus, whoever does not follow His example and the example of those of my children from His loins, who will take his position until the Day of Judgment, when deeds are presented before Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, they are the ones whose deeds become vain and fruitless, and they shall be in hell fire forever. Their torment shall not be lightened, nor shall it be postponed. O people, this is Ali, who has been my greatest aid, the most worthy of you before me, the closest in relation with me, and the dearest to me amongst you all. Both Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and I are pleased with him. No verse in the Quran has been sent down expressing Allah's pleasure, except that in its absolute sense it is about him. Nor has Allah addressed with honor those who believe but that he meant him first. Nor has any verse of praise been revealed in the Quran but that it is in his honor. Nor did Allah testify paradise in the chapter starting with has not passed over a man a long period of time but for him, nor did he reveal it for other than him, nor did he mean to praise by it save him. O people, he is the patron of the religion of Allah and the one who argues on behalf of the Messenger of Allah. He is the pious, the pure, the guide, and the rightly guided. Your prophet is the best prophet. The executor of my will over you is the best executor and deputy, and his sons are the best deputies. O people, the progeny of every prophet was from his own loins, whereas my progeny is from the loins of Ali. O people, surely Iblis, the greater Satan, caused Adam to be dismissed from the garden through envy. Thus, do not envy him, or your deeds shall be nullified and your feet shall slip. Verily, Adam was sent down to earth only because of one mistake, while he was the elite of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. How then will be your condition? And you are what you really are, and among you are the enemies of Allah. Indeed, none hates Ali but a wretched person. None keeps himself attached to Ali but a pious person. And none has faith in his virtues but a sincere believer. And in the honor of Ali, by Allah, was the chapter of Al-Asr revealed in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. By the time, most surely man is in loss, except those who believe, do righteous deeds, and enjoin on each other the truth, and enjoin on each other patience and constancy. O people, I have sought Allah to be my witness and have conveyed my communication to you. And the Messenger is only obligated to convey clearly. O people, be cautious of your duties towards Allah, the caution that He deserves, and do not die except in the state of submission. O people, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the light that was sent down with Him. Before we alter faces, then turn them on their backs or curse them as we curse the Sabbath breakers. By Allah, no one is intended by this latter verse except a certain group of my companions whom I know by their names and their lineage. Yet I have been ordered to ignore them. O people, the light created by Allah, the mighty and the majestic, has been placed in me, then in Ali, and then in his selected descendants up to Al-Qa'im Al-Mahdi, who shall re-establish the right of Allah as well as all our rights. Because Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has made us exhaustive argument against the neglectful, the stubborn, the dissenters, the treacherous, the sinful, the unjust, and the usurpers from all worlds. O people, I warn you that I am the messenger of Allah. There have been messengers before me who came and passed away. Then, should I die or be killed, will you turn back on your heels? And whoever turns back on his heels shall not harm Allah in the least. And Allah shall soon reward the grateful who observe patience. Behold, Ali is surely the one described with patience and gratitude. So are after him my offspring from his lions. O people, do not think that you are doing a favor to Allah by accepting Islam, lest his wrath should descend upon you, and lest he should afflict you with his punishment. Surely he is ever watching. O people, there shall soon be leaders after me who shall invite people to the fire, and on the day of judgment they shall not be helped. O people, indeed Allah and I are both clear of them. O people, they, their supporters, their followers, and their adherents shall be in the lowest depths of the fire, and evil indeed is the abode of the arrogant. Know that these are indeed the people of the sheet. So let each one of you look into his own sheet of deeds. O people, I leave the authority after me as imamat inherited in my offspring until the day of judgment. Certainly, I just conveyed what I have been ordered to convey as an argument against everyone, be him present or absent, a direct witness or not, and already born or not yet born. Hence, everyone who is present should convey this sermon to those who are absent. Every parent should convey it to his or her children, and they should continue to do so until the day of judgment. But I have been informed that some people shall replace this divinely assigned leadership with kingdom through usurpation. May Allah curse the usurpers and dispossessors. And then we will soon settle your affairs. Oh, the two weights, and also on you, oh, the two greatest enemies, shall be launched a flame of fire and a flash of molten brass. Thus you shall never prevail. O people, without doubt, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, does not leave you in the state you are now until he separates the evil from the good ones, nor does he make you acquainted with the knowledge of the unseen. O people, there shall be no wrongful community by that Allah shall perish it due to the rejection of truth by its people. Such is what Allah, the Exalted, mentioned in his book as to how he destroys the wrongful societies. This is your leader and your guardian, and these are Allah's promises. Verily, Allah fulfills his promise. O people, most of the early generations before you have strayed, and surely Allah destroyed them. He shall be the one who destroys the later generations too. Allah, the Exalted, states, "Did we not destroy the former generations? So shall we follow the same for later generations. Such is how we treat the guilty. Woe on the day to the rejecters of the truth." O people, Allah gave me the commandments and the prohibitions, and I gave them to Ali by the order of Allah. Hence, the knowledge of all commandments and prohibitions are with him. Thus, listen to his orders so that you remain safe. Obey him so that you are guided, and leave what he prohibits so that you become mature. Conform to what he wants, and do not let different paths separate you from this path. O people, I am the straight path of Allah, whom he commanded you to follow. And such after me also is Ali, and then my offspring from his loins, the imams who guide with truth and turn people to it.
Then the Prophet recited the entire Quranic chapter of the opening and said,
"This chapter was revealed in my honor and in theirs, generally and specifically. They are the authorized friends of Allah, for whom there shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Behold, truly, it is the party of Allah that shall prevail. Lo, it is their enemies who are the dissenters, the transgressors, and the brethren of Satan's, who inspire one another with embellished vain discourses by way of deception. Lo, it is their close adherents who are the true believers, whom Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, mentioned in his book, saying, 'You will not find any group of people who truly believe in Allah and in the last day, yet they love those who opposed Allah and his messenger, even though they were their own fathers, sons, brothers, or kinsfolk. These who meet this criteria are the ones in whose hearts we have written faith. Lo, their close adherents are those whom Allah, the Majestic and the Mighty, describes as the following: those who believe and do not cover their faith with injustice are the ones for whom is the security from the hellfire, and they are the rightly guided. Indeed, their close adherents are those who believed, and they have not entertained doubt in their faith. Lo, their close adherents shall enter paradise in peace and security, and the angels shall receive them with the greeting, saying, 'Well have you done. Hence, enter into it to dwell therein forever.' Indeed, their close adherents are those about whom Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, said, 'They shall enter paradise, where they shall receive sustenance without having to account for anything.' Lo, their enemies are ones who shall arrive at hell. Indeed, their enemies are the one who shall hear the terrible drawings in of its breath as it blazes forth. And therein shall be the heaving of sighs and sobs. Behold, their enemies are those about whom Allah states, 'Whenever a nation enters it, it shall curse its peers.' Lo, their enemies are those whom Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, describes as, 'Every time a group is cast therein, its keepers shall ask them, "Did no warner come to you?" They shall say, "Yes, indeed, a warner came to us, but we rejected him and said, Allah has not revealed anything. You are but in a great error." They shall also say, "Had we listened or used our wisdom, we would not have been among the inmates of the blazing fire. They shall then confess their sins. But far from mercy shall be the inmates of the burning fire. In contrast, their close adherents are indeed ones who fear their Lord in secret. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. O people, what a great difference it is between the burning fire and the great reward. O people, our enemy is whom Allah censures and curses, whereas our adherent friend is the one whom Allah praises and loves. O people, behold, I am a warner and Ali is a guide. O people, I am a prophet and Ali is the executor of my will. Know that the seal of the leaders from among us shall be the Qa'im, the Mahdi. He shall most certainly prevail over all religious methods of life. He shall definitely be the avenger against the oppressors. He shall surely be the conquerors of the strongholds and their demolishers. He shall be indeed the destroyer of every polytheistic group. He shall be the attainer of vengeance for the blood of all representatives of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. He shall be the supporter of the religion of Allah. He shall bring out people's share from his deep ocean of knowledge and divine resources. He shall mark each man of distinction by his distinction, and every man of ignorance by his ignorance. Behold, he is the elite of Allah, and Allah is his chooser. He shall be the higher of every knowledge, and the one who shall encompass every perception. He shall advise and inform on behalf of his Lord, the Mighty and the Majestic, and shall remind about the matters pertaining to his faith. He shall be the right-minded and unerring, to whom authority shall be vested. Behold, all former prophets have given the glad tidings of him. Know that he shall be the remaining proof of Allah, after whom there shall be no new proof. There shall be no truth except with him, nor shall there be any light of guidance except at his disposal. None indeed shall overcome him, and none shall be supported against him. He shall be the authorized representative of Allah on his earth, his judge over his creation, and his trustee in his secrets and in what he made evident. O people, I have indeed explained for you and made you comprehend Allah's commandments, and it is this Ali that shall make you comprehend every issue after me. Notice that at the end of my sermon, I shall call upon you to shake hands with me as the oath of allegiance to him and the recognition of his authority, and to shake hands with him afterwards. I have indeed sworn allegiance to Allah, and Ali has sworn allegiance to me. And on behalf of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, I require you to swear the oath of allegiance to him, for Allah says, verily, those who pledge allegiance to you, they indeed pledge allegiance to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. Thus, anyone who violates his oath has indeed violated his own soul. And anyone who fulfills the covenant he has made with Allah, he shall soon grant him a great reward. O people, the greater and the lesser pilgrimages and the mounts of Al-Safa and Marwa are among the emblems of Allah. Thus, whoever goes to visit the house in the season or at other times, He is not wrong if he repeatedly walks between the two mounts of Al-Safa and Marwa. O people, do make pilgrimage to the house, for no members of a family went there except that they became free of need and received glad tidings. None failed to go there except that they became poor. O people, no believer stands at the standing place of the Arafat desert, except that Allah forgives all his past sins until then. Thus, once his pilgrimage is over, recording his actions is resumed. O people, the pilgrims shall be assisted, and their expenses shall be reimbursed, and Allah shall not waste the reward of those who do well. O people, perform pilgrimage to the house having perfected faith with wilaya of Ali and deep understanding of religion, and do not leave the sacred visiting places except after repenting and desisting from all sins. O people, establish the prayers and pay the charity as Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, commanded you. But if time lapses and you fall short or forget, then Ali shall direct you and shall explain for you. He is the one whom Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, appointed for you after me as the trustee of his creation. He is from me and I am from him. He and those who will succeed him from my progeny shall inform you of anything you ask about and shall clarify what you do not know. Certainly, the lawful and the unlawful things are more than I could enumerate. Specify their limits and urge to or advise against them each in this place. Therefore, I was commanded to take an oath of allegiance and a covenant from you in accepting what I brought you from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. Regarding Ali, the commander of the believers and the executors of my affairs after him who are from me and from him. O people, by this appointment, I have directed you to every lawful deed and prohibited you from every unlawful deed, and I shall never take my word back, nor shall I replace it. Hence, remember and safeguard it. Advise each other to it, and never substitute nor alter it. I repeat the same. Establish the prayers, pay the charity, enjoin the good deeds and forbid the evil deeds. Behold, the greatest case of enjoining righteous deeds is comprehending my saying, conveying it to whoever is not present, urging him to accept it, and advising him against violating it, for it is an order from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and from me. There is no value or effect for enjoining other recognized deeds and forbidding the detested deeds except with the recognition of an infallible leader. O people, the Quran informs you that the Imams after him are his descendants, and I have already informed you that they are of me and of him. For Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, says in his book, and he made that a word enduring in his posterity. And I said, you will never go astray so long as you adhere to both the Quran and my family. O people, observe piety. Observe piety. And be wary of the hour, as Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, says, surely the convulsion of the hour shall be a tremendous thing. Remember death, resurrection, reckoning, the scales of justice, and the call to account within the hands of the Lord of the worlds, and the reward and the punishment. Thus, whoever comes to the day of judgment with a righteous deed shall be rewarded for it, And whoever comes with an unforgiven sin shall not have any share in the gardens. O people, there are too many of you to shake my hand at the same time. And Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, commanded me to take verbal recognition from you regarding what I finalized on behalf of Allah about Ali, the commander of the believers, and about the imams from me and him who shall succeed him, based on what I informed you that my offspring are from his loins. Therefore, pronounce this in one voice. We heard, obeyed, are satisfied, and are submitted to what you have conveyed to us from our Lord and your Lord with regard to the authority of Ali, the commander of the believers, and the authority of the imams from his loins. We pledge allegiance to you in this regard with our hearts, our souls, our tongues, and our hands. According to this, shall we live, shall we die, and shall we be resurrected? We shall not alter, nor shall we substitute, nor shall we entertain doubt, nor shall we deny, nor shall we distrust, nor shall we withdraw from the covenant, nor shall we breach the pact. O Messenger, you advise us on behalf of Allah regarding Ali, the commander of the believers and the imams after him, that you mention to be of your offspring from his descendants, who are Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn, and whomever Allah shall appoint after them. The covenant and the pledge are taken from us, from our hearts, our souls, our tongues, our minds, and our hands. Any one of us who can reach him shall shake his hand, otherwise he shall affirm the covenant by his tongue. We shall not seek any substitute for it, nor shall Allah see in our souls any diversion from it. We shall convey the same on your behalf to anyone, near or far, among our offspring and our people. We take Allah as witness to this, and surely Allah suffices as witness. You are also witness over us, so are anyone who obeyed, visible or covered, Allah's angels, his forces, and his servants, and Allah is greater than every witness. O people, what do you say? Verily, Allah is well aware of every voice and the secrecy of every soul. He who accepts guidance, it is to the benefit of his own soul, and he who goes astray does so to his own soul. Those who pledge fealty, they indeed pledge fealty to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. O people, be mindful of Allah. Give your oaths of allegiance to Ali, the commander of the believers. May Allah's blessings be upon him, to Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and to the imams from them. A goodly word that is enduring. Allah shall cause whoever acts treacherously to perish, and shall have mercy on whoever remains loyal. Thus, anyone who violates this oath has indeed violated his soul. And anyone who fulfills the covenant he has made with Allah, he shall soon grant him a great reward. O people, say what I told you, and greet Ali with the title of the commander of the believers. And also say, we listened and obeyed. Your forgiveness do we seek, our Lord, and towards your reward or punishment is the eventual turn. And say, praise be to Allah who has guided us to this. Never could we be guided had Allah not guided us. O people, without doubt, the merits of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the sight of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, which are indeed revealed in the Quran, are more numerous than I could recount in one speech. Thus, whenever someone relates them to you and acquaints you with them, believe him. O people, whoever obeys Allah, His Messenger, Ali, and the Imams that I mentioned, has indeed achieved a great prosperity. O people, the foremost from among you in paying homage to Him, truly accepting His guardianship and greeting Him as the Commander of the Believers, are the winners of the Gardens of Bliss. O people, say what makes you Allah be pleased with you, and know that if you and all the people on earth disbelieve, it shall not harm Allah in the least. O Allah, forgive the believers through what I have conveyed and commanded, and let your wrath descend upon those who deny and disbelieve, and praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.